It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. No one's watching today's elections in Afghanistan more closely than the leaders of Pakistan. The two countries are neighbors, but they haven't always been friends, largely because of the activities of Taliban insurgents in the mountains that straddle their border. NPR's Philip Reeves has been finding out who Pakistan wants as Afghanistan's next president.
The relationship between Afghanistan and Pakistan has never been easy. The Afghans have accused Pakistan of failing to stop Taliban fighters sneaking onto their turf. Pakistanis feel the many years of conflict in Afghanistan gave birth to the violent Islamist extremism now blighting their own nation. The Afghans suspect Pakistani intelligence of manipulating the Taliban insurgents they're trying to crush. The Pakistanis think the Afghans are playing host to spies from their old enemy India. And there's more. Yet Tariq Fatemi, a former Pakistani ambassador, thinks the relationship between Afghanistan and Pakistan is in better shape now than it was when General Pervez Musharraf was Pakistan's president.
My personal view is the relations between Zardari and Karzai are far better than they were between Musharraf and Karzai.
Asif Ali Zardari took over from Musharraf last year. Afghanistan's president, Hamid Karzai, was the only foreign leader invited to attend Zardari's oath-taking ceremony. Fatemi says that signaled a change in relations. He thinks Zardari's government now wants Karzai to be re-elected.
The Pakistanis have worked with Mr. Karzai. They know him very well. I think the establishment in Islamabad would be quite satisfied to see Mr. Karzai return to power.
Hello. Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
This is the office of Afghanistan's ambassador in Pakistan's capital, Islamabad. The ambassador's not here.
This is his office here, his desk here.
This is the office of our ambassador. I'm just acting ambassador in the capacity of charge of the affair.
That's Majnoon Gulab. He's in charge because the ambassador's being held hostage somewhere in the mountains of Pakistan's tribal belt. The ambassador was kidnapped 11 months ago in the Pakistani frontier city of Peshawar. He was on his way to take up his new post. Gulab agrees relations between Afghanistan and Pakistan are better these days, but the ambassador's kidnapping is evidently a sore point. Gulab says his government's pressing Pakistan to find him.
They are always assuring us that they are trying their best and they have made some progress. So in this case, we are waiting for the result because the result has not happened yet. So we hope that there has a safe and sound release take place.
There are roughly 1.7 million Afghan refugees living in Pakistan. The last time Afghanistan elected a president, in 2004, arrangements were made to allow these refugees to vote in Pakistan. This hasn't happened this time. Afghanistan's government-appointed Independent Election Commission says it would have cost $50 million and that international donors couldn't find the money. The commission says security concerns in Pakistan were also a factor. The refugees could theoretically vote today if they'd travelled back to Afghanistan. Most couldn't afford the journey.
It's a miserable life over here in Pakistan, especially in this place.
This is one of those refugees. His name is Muhammad Agul. He works in a fruit market in Islamabad and lives here in a slum on the city's edge, along with 10,000 other Afghans and a multitude of cattle, goats and stray dogs. Gul lives in a low mud hut, surrounded by a sea of trash and fetid pools of water. He's been in Pakistan since the Soviets invaded Afghanistan in 1979. Gul longs for the day when he feels it's safe enough to return to his home city of Jalalabad.
I have a dream of my land. I have the feeling of my land, my family, my relatives who are there in Afghanistan. I would like to be with them.
Gul's disappointed that he wasn't able to vote in today's election. A crowd of Afghan men has gathered. They're Pashtuns, like Hamid Karzai. They know who they would have voted for.
All of them will be voting for Karzai. If you vote or not, he is a president.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.